Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, the number one sports show in Atlanta. And we're glad that you're here. It's Friday. I hope you're planning a great weekend. Mike, real quick, man, you were asking me about what I'm going to be doing a little bit later on this weekend. And I said, well, you know, I got some chores I need to do around the house. I've been, traveling and doing stuff, and I just haven't had the time. So I need to do some stuff, but then it's like Sunday is supposed to rain. Sorry.
Right.
And so I'm like, I don't want to be outside in the rain, but I got a bunch of little chores and things that I need to do. And then you said to me that Becky did something around the house?
Yes. When we moved out of the country, it'd be 4 years in October. Isn't that crazy? I've been a resident of Coweta County. Becky wanted a pergola. And for those who don't know, you guys haven't owned a house yet. That's an Italian word. It means leaky roof. It's basically just pieces of wood slatted over. It's an aesthetic. And, you know, it doesn't really provide shade or anything, relief from the sun, Carl. And when you watch TV outdoors, it kind of, you really still can't see the TV screen when the sun is up. But then Becky said, I'm going to get like a fabric cover for the pergola. And so, and because she grew up on a farm, she's pretty handy with a screwdriver. And so I came home last night. We had a great dinner at Rathman Steak with my boys, my best friends in town. And I come home last night, and it rained. And so this piece of fabric, which is now attached to the pergola, it looks like a fat guy is sitting in a hammock. It's about, looks like 200 pounds of water is sitting in this thing, which is now dropped down about 3 feet off the deck. So my wife apparently didn't realize that rain pools collects in something like that. So imagine, you know, you come home and it's like, oh. So I said, oh, that's all right. I'll get a broom out. I'll just simply, the water won't leave. You literally, I'm sitting like pushing, like the water just displaces, but it doesn't come off the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So finally I have to get up on the ladder.
Which is a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Now it's like, this is what I want to do at 11:30 at night.
It's a lot of work.
And it's like, I got to move the set screw out and then splash. Now I got a tsunami rolling all over the deck by the fire pit. You know, it nearly takes out the TV. It's got a cover on it. I'm like, honey, you gotta poke a hole in that thing, get a grommet or something, right? The water will drain.
Yes.
I mean, but no, my love of my life, and I love her.
Yeah.
Darling, Wendy, light of my life. It literally looked like, it's like a water hammock. It's a hammock for the water.
The pergolas are nice, but yes, that is the, because you're still having to deal with
weather. Yeah, in hindsight, if we had just put a roof on the freaking thing when we built it, it would be problem solved.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. Put a little angle on there.
Yeah,
the water
so
would
the
run
water
off.
Would run off.
Yeah,
see, now you're cooking with gas.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I get it. I mean, these are first-time homeowners issues that happen.
So I got rainwater all over my boots. I mean, Carl, it was a Donnybrook.
Yeah, because you wanted to go out there and chill, and instead you're out there being fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, I walked out the back door and I got hit by it was like a heavy bag. Like an Everlast 200-pound heavy bag in my face.
I'm. You know what? Did she apologize?
No.
She should apologize to you.
Well, she's listening, watching judging right now.
She should apologize. She should say, you know what? I thought I did a really good job with this, but it'll be better, honey. And I'm going to fix it so that we won't have this issue again.
Yes, good luck with that. By the way, she's listening right now.
Yeah.
And you know, Carl, after we get done with the segment, I'll call. And if I get a one-syllable answer, you're going to know how she feels about this. And the fact that I'm calling into question her lack of a grasp of physics on this project.
No, you told me that. I was laughing my butt off. Dude, I've been there. I mean, you're like, why isn't this working? Oh, let's get the water. Oh! And it's Splashtown, USA. Yeah,
literally. Yeah. I mean, literally. I got. Anyway, so that was my night last night.
All right, fair.
But good luck with your projects this week.
Yeah, if I can get them done. We'll see. You know how this goes, too, by the way. You just put stuff off. Like, oh, yeah, I'll get that. I'll do that. And then it's like 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then now it's like, do I really need to do that? Hey, I had to put it off so long, but we'll see. Hey, coming up, Steve Coonan's going to join us. We'll talk about the Hawks. If you're just joining us, they are hiring and adding to the front office. And we're all kind of like, okay, what does this mean? Apparently, no subtractions, nobody's leaving. And that means Landry Fields is continuing to be the general manager. Kyle Korver will continue to be the assistant general manager. Player development.
Okay.
This new hire, okay, will have a different role, even though the title is assistant general managers. And by the way, you can have different titles, okay? It doesn't mean that somebody's leaving. And I think that's the question the Hawks fans are all wondering. Now, while we're talking about the Hawks, I just want you to hear a couple of things we've been talking about today. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Lots of conversation about what Trae Young had to say as he said goodbye today. And I say that, you know, again, these guys, playoff start. Mike, we probably won't hear from Trae until maybe the middle of the summer, or maybe even not until, you know, early fall when these guys are getting ready for training camp again. But a lot of things to look at. And some of this has to do with, what was the defensive plan the other night? Like, Coach Quinn, what were we doing?
And so you and I were texting back and forth, wondering the same thing DeJounte Murray was actually thinking about.
So DJ said, I want to play this again. He said this after the game. And by the way, the competitor in DJ I respect. But by saying this, it makes you wonder if he was questioning Coach Quinn and the game plan specifically, and whether he wanted to go to him and say, hey, can we switch stuff up? This is not working. This is what he said.
I guess the game plan was they wanted to double DeMar. So you're the players, you respect your coaches, and you follow the game plan, and that was the game plan. You see he was doubling DeMar, and it gave other guys confidence. And you're in the NBA. I wish they would have missed shots. I wish they didn't gain confidence this game. But, you know, it's the NBA. They work hard. They're here for a reason, you know. So we're doubling one of their teammates all game long. So it's up to them to make or miss shots, and they made shots.
Yeah, because when you double-team DeMar DeRozan, the dude with the big hair, you might recognize him, Quinn. He's got the big hair, the haircut, Kobe White.
Yeah.
He goes 15 to 21 from the floor. And, yeah, I think to some of that, I think he's feeling – and something you and I brought up, when you don't have Donovan Mitchell or Rudy Gobert, is Quinn always correct to be sometimes as a defensive coach in the half court?
But part of this is, for me at least, Quinn Snyder, the premise is right. The one guy going into this game that you knew was going to eat your lunch is DeMar DeRozan.
Right.
We don't match
up
well.
But you have to pivot, right?
But to his point, like, we're not going to let him beat us. So I understand the premise. Nobody knew Kobe White was going to go off for 42. Like, if I told you before the game, Bulls win, DeRozan only has 20 at the end of the day, even though he starts off hot, and Kobe White's going to go for 42. Most of you would have said bullcorn. No way. But that's kind of what happened. But I agree with DJ from the standpoint of, hey, if something is not working, coach, let's go to a different game plan.
Well, some of those, I know, again, not every single play, but there were a lot of times where nobody collapsed on Kobe White because of the double team. Yep. So like, I can think off the top of my head three or four times when Bogey's got to draw him. And that's them terrible mismatch.
It is. Totally agree. From DJ to Trae Young, talking about you cannot blame Quinn or the defensive scheme for not working out. Now, this just goes back to the play-in game, and then we're going to let you hear Trae talk about this offseason because this is a big offseason. You know, and if you're talking about making deals and trades and attracting other players to come here, Trey's going to have to be a part of that. But this is what he said about not blaming coach.
You can't put, all the blame on Quinn because he's the coach. He ain't out there playing. So the scheme sometimes works and then sometimes it doesn't. But at the end of the day, we all can be better on that end and give him more effort and things like that. But I think just sometimes it's just the matchups too.
Okay. I want to move one more real quick, Big O, where he talks about the roster. This is Trae Young. Mike, he says he's not worried about the roster. Listen to this.
Oh, that's not my job. I'm a player. I'll let Landry and everybody else up top do all that and handle all that. I just got to continue to get better and focus on the things that I didn't do well this year and things that I did do well, continue to do that and get better at that over the summer and control what I can control, and that's all I'll focus on.
I don't believe him. I don't. Trey, if they put bums around you, you're going to be the first one in Landry's office saying, come on, man, what we got? Right. What's going on here?
Hey.
I love the fact that he's deflecting that, Mike.
Right.
I don't believe that.
He wants to be here. Look, he said, you know, we had that soundbite. He wants to be here, but he wants to win. And you can't argue with that. You know, I mean, like I said this to Carl earlier. I ticked off some fans. I'm being straight. If I was Trey, I'd say, get me out of here.
What would you say?
Get me out of here.
Are you demanding a trade?
Trade me to L.A. As in the Lakers. As in LeBron. And I'll try to make a run with LeBron's last, you know, last rodeo and see where we can go. And build my brand back up where people think of me as an Olympic-quality basketball player. Because right now I'm not getting that juice in Atlanta because I'm surrounded by a team that can only provide play-in after year after year. Look, I don't know what Ansi I'm pronouncing the first name correct, right? Ansi?
Yes.
Ansi Sala comes in. He's got an impressive resume. You know, we did have a guy from Golden State, but maybe this guy comes in because you get a fresh set of eyes on it, and maybe it's not a bad thing, obviously, get more brain power because maybe Landry Fields is in over his head. I don't know. But maybe this guy comes in and says, we make some hard decisions, you know? You got to cut bait on this guy. You got to move that guy. You and I talked about it earlier. There's no reason to pick up Sadiq Bey. You know, you let him go. It's tough for him with the injury, but, you know, he's too inconsistent. Bogey's probably one of the few pieces you could get something for. Does a new set of eyes come in and say, you know, DeAndre Hunter, you know, this is the time where you put your big boy pants on and you understand the NBA game and you're consistently a star.
I agree.
You've never evolved into that as a fourth overall pick. We're going to move on from you, too.
Yeah, listen, nobody should be safe, Mike. I mean,
no, again, what are you going to get for those guys? I don't know. But right. If you had to say, look, I'm going to build with Trey and Jalen Johnson, and maybe I got to move. If I move Trey, I lose a big chunk of the fan base. If I move DeJounte, I can maybe get. I'm never going to recoup what you guys gave up to get DeJounte.
Yeah. I don't think anybody should be safe when it comes to. And I say safe, I'm talking about like, oh, this guy's untradeable. No.
And by the way, and we need more bigs. And I know you like Okongwu, but maybe is this as good as Okongwu gets?
No, I think he can develop. The deal with Okongwu is get your toes fixed, bro.
Can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, like every time I feel like he's taking that next step, you're missing 20 games.
Right.
Mike, you're never going to get to where you need to be when you're missing 20 games.
So he's going to be a backup center / forward.
I think he has the potential to be a starter, but I just haven't seen enough of it. Maybe Coach Quinn hasn't either. I don't know. But I like him enough, Mike. I don't want to move on from young guys that you still are not paying a ton of money to.
Hmm.
There's something to be said about that. If you're going to go get superstars and star power, you're going to have to pay those guys. Everybody on the team can't make $200 million. So we'll see where it goes. But there are a lot of questions with this Hawks squad right now and where they are going to go. All right, more on that coming up. As we continue, we're going to get back into the NFL draft here, and then Steve Kuhnen will join us to tell us about these changes with the front office and his thoughts on the season now that it is over. NBA playoffs continue tonight, as a matter of fact, with the play-in games. More Braves conversation as well, as Grant will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Rangers in town.
Yeah, there's more news on what exactly happened to Spencer Strider's arm.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't appreciate what you did today, Mike. Not one bit. I'm going to tell you what that is in just a second. It's Dukes and Bell and why the rumors are starting about the Commanders potentially screwing this up. I'm going to explain. Before we get to that, though, Steve Kunin's on the way in less than 10 minutes.
Yes, I am.
Everything about the Hawks, what's going on with the front office and the season and now the offseason. We just found out something about Spencer Strider.
Yeah, man. Grant McCauley is going to join us in just over an hour. But in the meantime, we can tell you that Spencer Strider, speaking with the media, provides a little more clarity on what's going down with that elbow. A bone fragment apparently formed in his UCL, in his arm, and then it ultimately broke loose and it caused weakness in his ligament. And then the ligament was fine, which is good news. So it led to the UCL bracing procedure, Carl. So there's no need for the Tommy John. So we've heard about other players have had this.
Yeah.
Some position players, but then pitchers have had it as well. And the good news for this, it moves up the return to maybe just the spring, as opposed to missing half of next year, or if all, you know, maybe even worse. So again, ligament was fine. They go with this UCL bracing procedure. So that's why they didn't have to do Tommy John.
This is good news.
Right.
So maybe this is good news.
Because initially it sounded like, wow, this is a very risky procedure. Maybe not as risky. Randall will have more clarity on this for us at 5:40.
I'm happy. That makes me feel a lot better. I just, in the back of my head, Mike, you know, I'm bracing for the worst. But that is good news.
Well, I mean, because if he comes out of this and he's throwing 92, he's not the same dude.
No.
You know, it's just, everything changes. So obviously you want to see this guy because this is his second procedure. He did have the Tommy John when he was at Clemson.
All right. I don't appreciate what you did.
What's that?
How could you take three players from Alabama in your latest mock draft? Dallas Turner, Kool-Aid, McKinstry, and Jermaine Burton?
Well, they were all there. Carl, I went with the plan that Fontenot uses, best athlete available.
Oh, come on.
I took the best edge rusher at 8. I identified him as my man.
Yeah.
Did not monkey around. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry, because I love the name, Carl, if nothing else.
It is.
And then Jermaine Burton, some Georgia fans go, bad guy. So they didn't like that because he went over to Alabama. And then I picked up Austin Booker, who's a raw edge rusher.
1, 2, and 3?
Yes. It's the Alabama mock draft.
Here's what's funny. And they gave you an A for Dallas Turner. It's unbelievable.
You bet they did.
Come on.
Got an A for Kool-Aid. Got a B minus for Jermaine.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Pick it up.
It's ridiculous. Right. Where's all that? Yeah.
I went with some dude in round 5. I don't even know, but I like the name Chow Smith Wade, and they gave me an A-minus, so I must have done something right.
Who is he from?
From Washington State.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, a corner.
Yeah, I go again. It's kind of like what I do with March Madness. If I go with the name I like best, if it's all else fails.
That is a cool name. And Kool-Aid McKinstry, if he doesn't make some loot off of that, mm-hmm. I mean, come on. He probably already has. Here's the deal real quick, though, about the Commanders, and this is only interesting because it could change the top of this draft. And how things shake out for us. We keep talking about what positions may be available for us. We may have our choice. Edge, best corner, best offensive lineman. So this week, this is why I asked you if Dan Quinn's going to screw this up. The Commanders invited not one, not two, all 4 quarterback prospects at the same time to the facility.
Hmm.
This is not the norm, okay? So they held one visit for 4 potential picks in this draft. Jaden Daniels, Mike, was not fond of this. He was one of them. Drake May was another. J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix.
Okay.
They all show up, and they believe, hey, I'm here for my visit. We're going to talk to Coach and the GM. And hey, what are you doing here, Jaden?
And now it's the Hunger Games.
J.J., what are you doing here?
Right.
Michael Penix, what's up, dude? What are you doing here? All 4 of these dudes are looking at each other going, you here for the visit? Yeah, you here for the visit? It is the most unusual thing that any team has done. And the reasoning, Mike, behind this is because usually teams want to spend time with each individual.
Right.
I don't know how you could see clarity with one guy or another when you've got them all there and you're asking them all the same things and guys are like, damn, do I really want to answer this in front of these guys?
Right.
It's weird and awkward, and this is why I'm telling you. Jaden Daniels' agent came out and said, that was not cool. I don't know if that means he doesn't want to go there, but this is a weird situation that has been created by none other than Dan Quinn.
Well, you know, I like to do simple stuff and make it hard with good people. No, I think I can see Quinn. It's a new approach. It is called the Hunger Games. We put five guys with buck knives, bare naked, in a room. And whoever walks out, that's the guy we're going to draft. Only the strong survive. There can be only one.
It's
my Dan Quinn here. I call it my Highlander. There can be only one. No, I mean, two ways of looking at it. I'm sure there'd be a psychologist out there that says, oh, that is a really good way to evaluate who's the alpha male, who's got the confidence, and maybe there's some things you're looking for. How do you handle the pressure of that situation?
All right.
I'm just playing devil's. To me, it sounds stupid, but I mean, maybe that's how.
Listen.
That's the logic behind it.
Just because things have been done one way doesn't mean you can't do it a different way. I'm all for that. But Daniels thought the visit was just for him, but he essentially opened up to it. But he didn't like it.
Right.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, look, I need to be drafted. I need to go number two or number one or wherever I'm going to go. So
they also didn't like Quinn gave everybody nicknames.
Hey,
J-Day. You're my boy, J-Day. I like you, but we need you and, it's J.J. McCarthy. What's your nickname? J-Mac. J-Day and J-Mac. We're going to have you battle out here.
Can you imagine, though? It is a job interview. And, like, all the candidates, we don't know. You never know.
Well, it's like a cattle. It's like an audition in Hollywood for a movie.
Correct.
It's a cattle call.
Correct. But you never really know who's auditioning. And usually we find out afterwards, oh, I auditioned for that role and I didn't get it. These dudes all showed up. So it is interesting. That is why I've said today, are they going to screw this up? I don't know if they will. Hmm. Maybe might they like. And by the way, did you get who I said was there? I want to repeat this.
Give the names again.
Daniels, Drake May, McCarthy, Michael Penix.
Yeah, Penix.
I've been telling you and saying
Penix is creeping up the board.
Yes, he's high on a lot of people's boards. That doesn't surprise me, and it may surprise some people. Like, why is Penix there? He's not going to go to late in the first round. He may go really early. So
that's, you know, I mean, I do love the element of step up if you want this job, you know. But then again, someone's like, well,
what
look,
is this, Men in Black? You've got everybody in a room. Here's your test,
the best
man.
Of the best of the best, sir.
Here's your test. And there's one pencil, and, and you remember?
And I mean, like, the thin tissue paper,
on.
And only Will Smith realized, just drag the table over.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Jaden Daniels' resume, Jaden Daniels' athleticism, everything he did against, I mean, this Drake May thing, I know you say, and it's true, has nothing to do, Trubisky was coached by a different coaching staff, this is Mac Brown's project, but it's the same stuff that they're applying to this guy that they applied to Trubisky. He's got no reason to even be in the conversation with Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is so much better than this guy. You know, the upside is there, and there's and the accuracy. I mean, the playmaking ability. You just got to teach him to not get squished.
Yep.
You got to teach him to learn like the ways you brought up how Lamar Jackson learns to do the matrix and not get killed.
Yeah, it is about angles and how you allow guys to come at you and hit you. But
Drake May becomes a rock star in the NFL, it would be the first thing I've got wrong in the draft. You and I were all over Deshaun Watson was so much better.
He was better.
You know, than Mitchell Trubisky. Now, of course, Patrick Mahomes was also overlooked in that draft.
Sure.
But this is just ridiculous. I don't get this Drake May stuff.
All right. Your thoughts at 404-726-0929. Why does that matter? They're still going to take a quarterback, Dukes. Yes, they are. But they may not take the guy you think. And that, again, means somebody sliding. And as people slide, it changes your draft strategy. If you're telling me Jaden Daniels is there at three and then doesn't get picked by the Patriots, and then he's there at four, and we know the Cardinals don't need a quarterback.
Right.
So he's there at five? You feel me on this? Oh, yeah. The Chargers, they're not drafting him. They just paid Herbert. He's there at six?
What if he gets to eight, Carl? What do you do?
This is my point. Like, you can say it doesn't matter, but all of a sudden now, that may come to play with what we end up doing.
We would love to trade down. We've talked about it. You and I, Andy Randy's talked about it. But you need a partner. The Raiders have a second rounder. If you want maximum impact in this year's draft, the Vikings and the Broncos do not have the ability to give you a second rounder in this draft.
Yeah.
You can also, as you said, unless you feel you want to stack picks and just have a bunch like the Patriots used to do. But if they're playing the long game, that's their prerogative. I just think most Falcon fans feel we got to go put a championship team on the field right now. Impact guys like we did in 16.
All I'm saying is I do not, and I told you guys, I don't want to draft a practice quarterback. But if that scenario plays out and you're telling me we're two picks away and this dude is still available, and then all of a sudden we're a pick away, right? Nobody's made a move. See, I think, Mike, if that scenario plays out, I think the Raiders, I think the Minnesota Vikings, somebody's coming to go get him. I don't think he sits there, and if they get past two, where all of a sudden Jaden Daniels is like, okay, cool, where am I going to go? I think one of those teams that need a quarterback is going to come get him. We'll see. 404-726-0929. Spencer Strider addressing the media today saying that the Braves can win a World Series without him. which is an interesting comment. But he says, to be fully honest, I think, you know, I was feeling some discomfort back in the spring. We mentioned this. Grant McCauley's going to join us coming up. But Mike, apparently he was feeling this, still pitching through it. And then we got into the season, and then he said, you know, every spring you're building throwing
capacity.
Remember
how locked in he was in the spring training?
He was great.
Meanwhile, all this stuff was dealing with.
He was great. And he said, you deal with some discomfort and soreness as part of spring training. But I was kind of feeling some of this discomfort. All right. Coming up, Steve Koonin answers our questions. He is the Hawks CEO. They've hired some folks in the front office. The Hawks season is done. Mm-hmm. Where are we going? Find out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And how he may be higher in this draft, taken off the board, than some of you think he is. Also, more on the Falcons next week. A reminder, Mike and I will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium draft night. And a quick reminder that we have you covered, guys, not just Thursday with comprehensive coverage, but Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer, live coverage of round one from Mercedes-Benz Friday night. The Wade Ford tailgate crew, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds two and three. Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan are live for the final four rounds. We have you covered like nobody's business. Let's welcome in Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. He is a guy that joins us on a weekly basis, and I'm looking at Orrin. He's not quite ready yet. All right, we're going to grab him here in just a second. But, Mike, the question, and if you're just joining us, a couple of things have happened today with the Hawks. One, guy said, hey, we're leaving, and we'll see you guys in you know, next season, but we don't know where this team is going to go. And Trae Young specifically said that he wants to be here when asked about the trade rumors, but he wants to win. And I think Steve is ready.
Yep.
The other thing that has happened, Steve, is the Atlanta Hawks are hiring help in the front office. And I'll just leave it there and let you explain, because so many people have already hit us up and said, Dukes and Bill, what's going on with the Hawks?
Well, first of all, before we start, let me congratulate you on, from what I understand, you're the highest-rated drive-time station for men in Atlanta.
Well, this is true, and we thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
And you're a big part of that, Steve.
You are.
I know I am. That's why I called, because I want to get paid. All right? I want a raise.
We got you. We got you. We'll take care of you.
Okay. I don't want money. I just want your friendship and affection, possibly some time spent together alone.
Okay. All right. We can handle that.
All right. Good.
Yeah, because Turtle and Orrin have already asked for more. So, yes, that's good. I'm glad you're not asking for more.
I don't need any financial remuneration. I'm looking for respect.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to help you get that.
And so is Hawks Nation. So is Hawks.
Right,
we want respect.
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Now, obviously, Trae was not 100%. We saw that he gave it the best effort he could, but obviously he took the brace off. He just couldn't get comfortable, and it was ugly at times.
Yes, but I'm trying to get an answer on this hire first and foremost. Can we start there?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So what's
Kyle Korver, we brought on last year. And Kyle needs no introduction. He is passionate about player development. And he worked with guys, and Kyle Korver deserves so much credit for really, really working with Vic Creasy, working with Kobe Buffkin, working with Mo Gay, working with our younger guys. And a lot of it evidenced itself in College Park. But the work of basketball front office continues to grow. And one of the areas we needed was an assistant general manager, which we've just brought in. And I did not know it was announced. So I didn't see a press release. So are we talking rumor or official?
Woj dropped it about an hour and a half ago.
Ah, then it's official because he runs all of our teams.
I've already posted Ansi Salah's bio from the NBA.com site. So, yeah. So
yeah, we're a young man.
Yep.
And he's going to be focused on strategy and players and personnel. He's law degree, very, very bright guy. And, again, we needed experts in this area. I love what's going on with Kyle in development, and we are bringing Ansi on to help us, you know, future plan. The business has gotten complex. You know, one of the things I've been thinking about a lot as the season came to an end, words are so easy to say. Trade this guy, trade this guy. Mm-hmm. You're talking a very complex thing. You're talking about lives. You're talking about value. You're talking about complex salary cap. So while the emotion runs high, it's got to be strategy and planning. And that's what he's going to be heading for us. And I'm excited to continue to build our front office. We've got a lot of good young guys who understand today's NBA, and he's going to be an excellent addition.
Steve Kuhn is with us, guys, the Hawks CEO. A lot of our audience was wondering, does this diminish the role of Nick Ressler as far as the brain trust?
Well, Nick doesn't have an operating role. Nick is the alternate governor for the team. Mm-hmm. Nick works closely with Tony. He works very closely with me. And Nick doesn't have the traditional role or a job. Nick is, you know, an advisor to all of us and adds great value. So let's not take some of the crap written a couple of years ago and conflate it to this. It doesn't change anything.
Right. It was reported multiple sources last, it was December of 23, I believe, that he had a very large role. You're saying it's not that large. He does other things.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfair. Somebody always wants to point a finger at somebody. Nick Ressler adds so much value to our team. He is tremendous. He loves Atlanta. He loves the Hawks. And, you know, it's easy to pick on somebody, and he is not somebody who's done anything but brought value to this team. So, no, it's not a matter of him. He doesn't have the front office position of making decisions. It works with my group. He works with Landry's group. He works, like I said, as our governor, and he brings great value to our team and our enterprise.
Part of our discussion, Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO, now that the season is over, is, you know, we've seen 2 years, and this season was disjointed. I totally think most fans understand that with the injuries. But we've seen 2 seasons of DJ and Trey. And most fans, Steve, and I think you get the sense, like, they feel like this isn't working. How do you feel? Like, how does the organization look at that? And is that part of this evaluation process that you're talking about with the hires in the front office and having more eyes and more knowledge coming to help?
Yeah, I mean, you have two incredibly talented players, but I think everybody can see that what we had hoped and what we have delivered, there's a gap. And to blame it on our guards doesn't make any sense. It's the team hasn't done what we all hoped that they would do. So we're going to look at every piece of that. And while injuries are a factor, and you can't refute that factor, they're not an excuse. And so we have to look at all the pieces to make sure that they mesh well. You look at the Detroit Pistons of the early 90s, Isaiah Thomas was the only star on that team. Yeah. But everybody played a role, and they were better together. We've got to make sure that our players mesh and are better together. And I think for the last couple of years, there's a gap there.
Yeah, Steve, it's Steve Kuhnen with us. We know the fan base is, you know, is dying for a winner. It's enough to remind you, we just felt like we're just treading water.
Yeah, it's what I do for a living.
I mean, three years in a row of the play-in, we just want to get back to where, you know, we're considered, we thought we were on the cusp of becoming an elite team in this league. We just, from the fans' point of view, we didn't build on that success of 2021, whatever the circumstances were.
Yeah, I listened to the program.
I'm sorry, that made me laugh. You're like, I know you idiots talk about this.
No, I mean, but I guess the fans would want to know. If as much as forthcoming as you can be, I mean, are all options
I can be totally forthcoming?
Options on the table this offseason?
Of course, of course. Hmm. Why would there be a sacred cow?
Okay, all right.
You know, all options are on the table, but. Can I amend that? All smart options are on the table.
Right. Okay.
This isn't emotion. This is fact. This is strategy. This is planning. Not every move you make works. Right. Not every trade made in any sport works. Falcons just took a huge risk with bringing in a quarterback. Half the city hates it. Half the city loves it. We'll see who's right. And I think that's what makes sports so great is that we don't know exactly how it's going to go. And there's highs and lows. And trust me, being in Chicago on Wednesday night was not fun. Coming back was not fun. Today's exit interviews were not fun. It's not where we want to be, but we're not going to just, like I said, go off and, you know, make deals for the sake of making deals. We will do what we think and what Landry believes is the best for the franchise, and we will all lock arms, and we will go forward with it, and I'm very hopeful that we're having a different conversation next year. Very hopeful.
It's Steve Kuhnen. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We did not become the top-rated radio station mm-hmm. in men 25 to 54 without a little controversy.
This is fair. I totally agree, and we've created that. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve Kuhnen, our guest, guys, as he joins us, Hawks CEO, and we love it. By the way, our visits don't come to an end now that the season's over. And this is the beauty of having Steve on because it goes beyond just our season, and there are so many other things that we talk to Steve about. But today, and obviously we're focused on the end of our season, and as you mentioned, those exit interviews. I want to ask you this about Trey. He said, and we've been playing this soundbite, Trey said, obviously I want to be here with all the rumors. And he said, I have no control over that, and he doesn't, about whether he's going to be moved or whatever. But he said, I want to be here, but I also want to win. And, Steve, sometimes I think fans hear that, and they go, yeah, but it's not happening, and you haven't been doing it. And it's like, dude, I don't know if you don't believe that about Trey. If we're not playing to win, Mike mentioned legacy earlier.
Right.
All of this matters to him. And I just want to, like, kind of get your opinion on this because I know you probably know more than anybody that winning matters. Yeah, I get it. You know, it's nice to make a lot of money. But at the end of the day, all these guys, these stars want to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's – if you know Trey, he's the most competitive guy there is. He wants to win. DeJounte wants to win desperately. Money's great, but money doesn't build legacy, career. Money doesn't make people stand up in a restaurant and cheer for you. Winning does. Winning does. You know, I mean, I can say the words Sid slid. Mike Bell, what was I talking about?
You're talking about the Braves against the Pirates, man. Winning. Legacy. Right.
Legacy.
That's right. Winning. Trey Young has it in his DNA. So when I hear that stuff, you know, I'm not really sad. I have extraordinarily thick skin, you know, and you have to when you do what I do for a living. You have to have thick skin because it's just not accurate. It's not right. Trey wants to win. Do we have all the pieces? The evidence is on the court. No, we did not have all the pieces. This young man at 23 years old led us to the conference finals, and a misplaced referee changed our direction of this franchise. We have to get that back, and we have every intention of doing it. But don't ever, ever doubt Trey Young's desire to win. And he also loves it here, right. Loves it here, you know. But this is a business. LeBron James has traded, you know, changed franchise multiple times. And at the end of the day, you know, we will do what we believe is the best thing for our franchise, our city, and the people who deserve it the most are our fans. The support we had this year was phenomenal. Virtually every game was sold out, people on their feet. And we want to win this in the worst way for our fans. And we've got to get back on track. That's obvious.
Right.
Now, that's the one thing about sports, guys. The record speaks for itself.
No, see, everything. There's nothing. You can't argue with anything you just said. I just worry about Trey at some point feeling, look, my legacy, to Carl's point, is not going to happen here in Atlanta. I've got to go to another city where I'm going to carve out a championship. And, for instance, like the Olympic team. The Olympic team just came and went, and he's not on it. Grant Hill works in both the organization with the Hawks and U.S. basketball. And it's like, wow, why? How can Trey not get traction?
Because Grant Hill has to be so above everything else. And you go look at the 12 gentlemen who made that. I'm not sure there's – except one or two, even in their 20s.
Yeah, they're going for Kyrie Irving's not on the team. A lot of folks are questioning that too. So not just Trey.
I think you got to take a hard look, because Grant's one of our owners. Doesn't mean we have an inside track. If anything, in some ways, it's harder to avoid situations like you're inferring.
Right.
You know. So Trey Young is, I think, the most exciting dynamic athlete in this city, and he's got a burning desire to win. And it's up to us collectively to put a team on the floor that brings Atlanta the excitement that we created before. And I promise you, we will do it again. But the record speaks for itself this year.
Yeah. No, listen, and this is why we appreciate your honesty. I think why fans admire you coming on and saying, hey, this ain't it. We got to be better. We got to do better. And
well, I was trying to sneak out by bragging about your ratings and hoping y'all would have your head so full you would have said, okay, have a good weekend, Steve. And that plan didn't
work. Well, it almost worked.
So I went to plan B. Let me just tell you what the truth is.
Yeah, I was so caught up when you were like, hey, you guys are the best. We'll see you next week.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm here in Hall of Fame, Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, right. Listen,
that's what we're shooting for, man.
We hope so. I'll tell you this. The playoffs will be fun. We'll talk about that next week because we're up against it. Well, no, listen.
I mean, we're not in it, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. I mean, you know, I wish we were in it. But we'll get into all of that and what this thing looks like next week with you. Thank you so much, Steve.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
All right. Steve Koonin. And again, the Hawks bring in former Golden State. He was the VP of basketball strategy. He's going to be the VP of basketball strategy and team council. Mm-hmm. He was with the Warriors, and that's kind of what his job will be here. But his title is assistant general manager, and some people are confusing that with what's going on with Kyle Korver. Nothing.
Basically, on face value, more brain power into this. Now, cynics, and I'm one, would say, well, hell, you had a pretty good guy from the Golden State Warriors running this thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
But more brain power, and maybe a new fresh set of eyes comes up with some drastic measures. Or not.
All right. Mike and I have plenty more to dive into. Boy, this NFL draft is getting more intriguing by the day. Two mock drafts have the Falcons taking. Who? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.